Hello and welcome to another edition of the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. I, of course, am your mayor, PHNX, occasionally known as Derek Montilla. This guy's the Thunderstick. He's also my vice mayor. It's the one and only Jesse Friedman.
How are we doing, Derek?
I'm all right. I mean, we got some bad news, but nothing too concerning, of course, right? We're going to explain to you why our friend Alec Thomas being sent down isn't cause for alarm at this time. But of course, this podcast is brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Per reports from Nick Pecoraro at AZ Central or Arizona Republic, I don't know which one we are.
I don't know what they call it
it's
now.
Whatever.
I swear it changes like every day.
It's the big newspaper. You guys know who Nick is. But according to Nick's report, Alec Thomas will be sent down to AAA Reno. Obviously, we do not want to see our young king get sent down. So we understand if you are upset by this. We're a bit upset by this too, but I think we have a good reason why. Before we go on, George Mello in the comments says, cheers from Brazil. D-backs fan since 98 here. What is up, George? Thank you for joining us. And by the way, we thank you, George, for making us the 12th highest download, the 12th ranked baseball podcast in the country of Brazil. So thank you for that. Yes, we are. Yeah, we are the 12th ranked. It's all George's fault.
It's probably all
it's
George.
It's all George, but we appreciate George. Brian Abdallah says, what's a newspaper? We don't know that anymore.
I certainly don't know.
I haven't seen one in a long time. But Jesse, what are your thoughts on Alec Thomas being sent down to the Aces?
I mean, so first of all, like once you establish a brand like Young King, you know, and you make graphics with the cape and the whole bit, like it makes these kinds of things a whole lot harder to deal with, you know.
Oh, we don't accept it. We're not here for it, to be honest.
Yeah. So I know this is a hard moment for a lot of people, but it does make a little bit of sense, right? If you look at Alec Thomas's numbers over the course of the season, he was okay in May. Yeah. The month that they called him up, he was pretty good.
Very okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He got off to like a really solid start, and then things just kind of dwindled from there. If you look at his OPS month over month since then, it's gone down every single month up until the month of September, where Alec Thomas is hit 127 with a 138 on base percentage and a 164 slugging percentage. It's not great, Derek.
Not.
In 58 plate appearances. So that's still that's a pretty decent sample size to be putting up those kind of numbers. So I think this does make some sense. Alec Thomas, when he first came up, I don't know about you, Derek, but I kind of thought that there might be an adjustment period here for him. He has a weird swing. Like he just has sort of strange hitting mechanics that I think easily causes him to like pull off of the baseball. We've seen him hit a lot of slow rollers, you know, on the pull side. That seems to be what he's doing almost every time up at the plate now.
He always looks off balance, right?
Yeah.
Like when he's hitting, he always looks off balance, even though you don't see him fall a lot, you know, when he's you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, hopefully it doesn't lead him to fall to the ground.
You know how ridiculous batters can look when they strike out, and especially with an off balance swing like his, you don't see that necessarily at times.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely doesn't look like a great swing. We just thought of it as being effective. It was effective. But then dating back to July 1st, he is slashing 215, 248, 296.
Yeah.
Not great.
You know, it's basically like Geraldo Perdomo pretty much
without the good numbers with runners in scoring position.
Right.
Cause as you know, Geraldo Perdomo is a known risk king and taco provider. So, we love that guy, but we also understand that these guys are all growing. They're all trying to get better. And at this point, I think that's what the organization is trying to do is help them get better. So I feel like being sent down to the Reno Aces, especially right now with the Aces in a postseason situation,
that
Alec Thomas can get some meaningful at bats in some big games, you know, high pressure situations that, you know, just give him some more opportunity to grow and again, get those at bats.
I'm convinced that this has nothing to do with the Diamondbacks. It just has to do with the Reno Aces
it's a good theory.
Hey, like we're about to go to the playoffs. Can you send us someone?
Yeah. Can we get Dre Jameson and Alec Thomas back? And they're like, no, you can't have Dre. Ryan Nelson's hurt. But tell you what, we'll give you Alec Thomas and we'll send Baxter over there for a couple of games. And they were like, hard pass on the Bobcat. Okay, that guy, he swings at everything. But Alec Thomas, they happily accepted back. I feel like Thomas has gotten away with kind of having some poor offensive numbers because of his defense.
Yeah.
What we continue to see him do on a nightly basis, it's almost forgiving of any, you know, shortcomings he has elsewhere. He's just absolutely been incredible. Brian Abdallah says, give them Luplo. Absolutely. He'll hit three home runs in the playoff game down there in AAA. We know that.
Yeah, I mean, Alec Thomas's defense is still, I mean, it's graded out as, you know, he's graded out as one of the best center fielders in all of baseball throughout the entire season. So I think it makes sense that, like, you're going to have quite a bit of leash with a guy like Alec Thomas, given that he is the defender that he is. But there comes a point, I mean, you know, at a three whatever OPS this month, I mean, you just can't have that in a big league lineup every day. So I think this move does make sense. I know there's a lot of people might view this as like picking Paven Smith over Alec Thomas, which I guess is fair, right? Like, that is sort of literally what's happening. I mean, Paven Smith just came up and Alec Thomas is being sent down. But I think you have to view this as like, we all know that Alec Thomas is part of the long-term future here, right? Like, there's no question about that. This is just a matter of the D-backs want to see what Paven Smith can do in these last couple of weeks. The at-bats are important for a guy who has been hurt for as long as he has.
Yes.
Whereas Alec Thomas, you know, if the playoff run ends this weekend, which it could, it's a one-game playoff that the Aces will play to start this thing off. It's okay. Like, Alec Thomas has had plenty of at-bats this year, and he can, you know, just kind of hit the ground running with the offseason trying to make some adjustments for next year.
And the Diamondbacks actually, I think, just made this roster move official. We just got an email. That was the ding on Jesse's computer.
Yeah.
From our buddy Pat.
See, this is why I don't mute my laptop for these things, so that when the D-backs send us emails, I get them and know instantly.
The Diamondbacks have reinstated a friend of the show, Jake McCarthy, from bereavement leave, and they have sent Alec Thomas down to the AAA Reno Aces. Pat O'Connell, by the way, from the Arizona Diamondbacks, is a phenomenal guy over there who I've worked with for a very long time, ever since I've been covering this team, I think. So Pat and I have known each other and have been friends and have worked together in getting me access to this team. He's moving on from the Diamondbacks, and so we just wanted to wish him the best. He's been absolutely one of our favorite people to work with over there, and we will miss him greatly. So shout out to Pat.
Yeah, it's kind of a brutal job doing what Pat does. Like, Pat works absurd hours. Anyone who runs like a player and media relations department for a team that plays basically every day for 6 months, you got to feel for the guy. Yeah. So
and he's like the guy that goes on the road with them the majority of the time. So he's there all the time. And we'd also like to thank him for leaving so that we got to enjoy incredible crumble cookies last night and the press.
Yes.
As much as we miss Pat, I mean,
it made us feel better.
The cookies made us feel better. Upcoming calendar here for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Not a lot of games left on the schedule. This is it, folks. Two more against Houston, a three-game set against the Giants, and then they wrap up the season in Milwaukee.
Wait, you just mean like the blank days on the 6th, 7th, and 8th? That's just like a long weekend or something,
Jesse,
right? Like
they're playing after that, Jesse, right? No.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Over. This is it.
What are we going to do with all of our time, Derek?
You know
where
we're
going to go?
You know what we're going to do? We're going to the Fall League, baby.
Okay.
Join us at the Arizona Fall League. That's where we will be. That's what we'll be covering. We got lots of guys on this Arizona Diamondbacks team to still cover. This isn't over. This just becomes the Cooper Hummel show. The Davison De Los Santos show after this point.
The Jordan Lawler show.
The Jordan. the Jordan Lawler. That's exciting. Come on, folks. If you're not excited, get excited. But anyway.
Not to be mistaken for the Jordan Luplo show. Two different things.
I'm still never going to not know which one we're talking about when it comes to that. But I want to give a very petty shout out to the Chicago White Sox crew. As far as our all-city division goes, which, as you know, is the most important division in all of baseball. The Chicago White Sox have once again dropped down below. They're back down here below 500 with us. So good. Misery loves company, and we love them to be as miserable as we are. They lost the division. They got to watch the Guardians clinch, the youngest team in baseball to clinch their division, which is something that maybe could be said about the Arizona Diamondbacks soon with all these youngsters coming up and comprising, you know, making
when you have like several 38-year-olds on the team, it makes it hard to be the youngest team in baseball.
Yeah,
we need
to do something about that, you guys. But anyway, of course, Chicago Cubs, Rockies, you guys are down there below us. Jesse actually has a very wonderful article that he wrote about the Arizona Diamondbacks pitchers and their best pitches
find. It's not out yet, Derek.
Oh, God, I'm not supposed to tell people. Anyway, that's coming soon.
I guess for audio listeners, it'll
it's already out.
It's probably out by the time that you get to this.
I'm not allowed to tell you anymore, but anyway, go get your membership over at gophnx.com if you haven't done so already. Get an annual membership. You'll get yourself a free t-shirt like this guy over here on the wall that's very popular. Everybody's got a... Is that Cody the Coyote?
Cody the Coyote. And yesterday in Tucson, we saw so many of them.
I love that shirt. I've loved that shirt from the day your guys' logo popped up in my messages. So Cody's great. You can get Cody. You can get the Sun Devil one. I don't know about the Sun Devil one right now. But get whichever shirt you want over at the phnxlocker.com for free with a PHNX membership. If you get your... That's the annual membership. You get the month-to-month option. You'll get your first month for just 50 cents. And as Jesse says, 50 cents. Come on. Jesse would even spend that on an app. So
no, I wouldn't. Oh, God. I definitely would not.
He's so cheap. Anyway.
If I have to as much as put in my credit card info,
he hates it.
I am not interested.
He hates it.
That is where I draw the line.
But see, don't be like Jesse. Get yourself a membership. Month to month. If you like us, you stick around. Maybe you get the annual membership. Regardless of your membership status, you will get access to our members-only Discord and members-only discounts over at the phnxlocker.com. For those of you that are here with us right now, thank you guys for joining the show, especially George in Brazil. We also had somebody from Russia, is that right, in our chat? This is crazy. We thank you guys all for being here. But if you are not already subscribed to the PHNX YouTube channel, make sure to do so. Sign up for notifications. That way you don't miss whenever we go live. And if you're listening right now on your favorite audio podcasting app, please subscribe there and leave us a 5-star review. We love you for it. I'm not going to stop talking about how much money I've won on the Underdog Fantasy app. The people here are sick of it, and I'm just over here with a bunch of ones in my hand, throwing them around the office for fun because I made that kind of money over at the Underdog Fantasy app on pitch counts. That's on pitch counts, folks. $1,000 I made on pitch counts. So you can only imagine what you can do.
It's like the worst story, though.
No, it's like, not. Like, it is not. It's a great story.
You tell someone like, "Hey, I just won $1,000 on the Underdog Fantasy app," and they ask you like, "Hey, like, how'd you do it? What'd you bet on?" And you're like, "Yeah, I bet on 5 pitch counts, most of which landed by literally one pitch."
I got 99 problems, Jesse, but a pitch ain't one, let me tell you. And you can get your money however you want. Don't listen to Jesse. Make your money over at Underdog Fantasy app. Of course, it's all sorts of options, and you can decide on how many pick'ems you add. You go higher, you go lower than whatever they give you. They gave me the pitch counts. I didn't make that up. I didn't request that. That was their game, and I played it, and I won. And you can, too, over at the Underdog Fantasy app. Just search in the App Store or click the link in our show notes. Sign up with our promo code of PHNX, and we will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code PHNX, and get in on the action today at Bet on Pitch Counts. Bet on those pitch counts. Anyway. Are you happy with yourself? You're belittling my $1,000. See, I bought Lee a coffee with my $1,000.
$1,000 is $1,000. You get nothing. So
you get nothing.
I mean, I didn't really expect to get anything anyway.
Well,
so.
Come on. I bought you Chick-fil-A the other day.
You did.
Night.
You did not buy me Chick-fil-A. You bought me a...
It was his choice. It was a coffee. It was an iced coffee.
Cold brew.
Do you see how unappreciative he is? He's not even.
I appreciate it.
Getting
it just
two
like,
of my $1,000.
If you're gonna
that
say that you bought me Chick-fil-A, like that's a little misleading. That's all I'm saying.
You're the worst. Anyway, this is what we do. We bicker on this show. We do that every day. Every week is Shark Week on this show. Every day is Earth Day. But every Monday, you know what we do? We go to the mailbag. Always something interesting in my mailbox. I try to get to everything in my mailbox. And then once in a while, there's a letter that makes me go, wow, wow, my mailbox. Mark is never going to let Saladin go. He says, not even salad at Salad Go. How dare you, Derek? Hey, you know, that's definitely not. We are never going to Salad Go together, me and this guy. But let's get to our first question from Twitter. It comes from our guy over at, Kyle, that's it. Kyle Collins.
There it is.
Because we were talking about Alec Thomas already. Kyle wants to know, what's the concern level with Alec being sent down and slowly regressing through the season? Do we still think he has a lock on center field next year, or did he spend some extra time in Reno to get the bat right? Worried his bat might behave like Kelnick's in Seattle.
Mm.
That's honestly, there is a big part of this that, again, I think a lot of organizations are kind of expecting at a time a player like this to regress. We've seen a lot of the top you know, minor league prospects that have crossed over and made their debut in Major League Baseball be sent back down. Spencer Torkelson, just one that I think of off the top of my head. I really think Alec Thomas is a big league player. I think I was expecting when he got called up for him to be sent back down at some point throughout the season, just because you get into a place like they were with Stone Garrett, where he didn't play in a game for what, 5 games, I believe, something like that. You don't want to.
I mean, he was only hitting like 400. So
that's all. Why put him in the lineup? That's just crazy talk. You know, there's no need to pinch hit with him or anything. But, you know, the idea there that if you're going to sit someone like Garrett that long, you might as well send them down. It's not a demotion. It's more about getting them more at bat so that they're not sitting on a bench, not playing baseball. Right.
I mean, to be fair, Alec's not going to get a ton of at bats with this move necessarily, because the Aces have 3 more games, right? And then we'll see how far their playoff run goes.
They're going to win the thing, but that's a whole other
story. Yeah, they're absolutely going to win the thing. But yes, I think that there is a fair amount of concern here, but it's not surprising necessarily, like you said, right? We've seen a lot of top prospects come up and, you know, maybe have a good few games like Alec Thomas did, but, you know, struggle to have really any staying power at the big league level. What I will say is that Alec Thomas is 22 years old. If he were 24 or 25, I'd be like, there's like some real risk here that Alec Thomas might not pan out, which of course there still is, right? Like, that's always a possibility, but I don't think you're overly concerned at this point when Alec Thomas is like 3 years younger than a lot of the other D-backs prospects that we're seeing debut right now, right? He's like 4 years younger than Stone Garrett. He's 3 years younger than Ryan Nelson and Dre Jameson, give or take. So he's a really young guy to be playing at the big leagues already. And I think, you know, there's going to be a growth process here that has to take place.
He's ahead of projections because he was supposed to not even be in the major leagues until 2023, according to MLB prospect rankings.
Sure. And which is always foolproof. And
it's
100%
always 100% accurate.
accurate,
and you have to take it word for word. But the thing there is that, like Jesse said, he is very young, and I think there is plenty of time to develop. I do think that, you know, maybe like Michael McDermott said, seeing the AAA versus MLB numbers about how many more at bats he'll get at the AAA level.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about. And especially as someone else alluded to, you know, Jordan Luplow has been getting his playing time. So it's not like he has been playing every game, getting those chances and getting those major league at bats. We do know that the Diamondbacks want to take a look at guys here at the end of the season. That's the reason why they shut Bumgarner down, allegedly, is that they want to get, you know, more eyes on the young arms. And they also want to give Merrill Kelly that chance to get a second or 2 more starts to get to those 200 innings. But
yeah,
I do believe that, you know, they do, in fact, want to see some of these guys. Pavin Smith, I think, is a big reason why Alec Thomas is getting sent down, because Pavin Smith has been doing well and they want to continue to see where this guy fits in. They have a lot of talent, and I think this franchise just wants to be careful that they don't make the mistake about who, you know, they find who becomes expendable for them and that coming back to bite them. You know, that Pavin Smith was one of those guys that they saw a lot of potential in at one point. So
it's still wild to me that Pavin Smith was playing center field last year. Like, this year, the Diamondbacks have like 3 center fielders that are all above average. Last year, they were like, hey, let's take this first baseman and let's make him a center fielder.
Things were great last year. Next question, please. Rick Eye, the Buckeye guy. This one's a Jesse question. He says, how did Frias get a hold and a loss? Because he finished an inning or someone else gave up his runs. I didn't know that was possible. Well, we know how he got the loss. That's for sure.
Yeah, but the loss is fairly clear. But yeah, as far as the hold is concerned, it is possible to get both. It doesn't happen very often. But if you look at the official Major League Baseball definition of a hold, there's 2 different ways you can do it. One of them is the player enters with a lead of 3 runs or less and maintains that lead while recording at least 1 out. Obviously, he didn't maintain the lead, right? So that
disqualifies that version of a hold.
Right. Number 2, however, is he enters the game with the tying run on deck at the plate or on the bases and records an out. And that he did do. He pitched part of 2 different innings. He came in the game in the 7th inning, and there were runners on base that would have represented the tying run in that game, and he did record the final out of the inning. So he gets a hold for that, and then he comes back out for the next inning, and that's where he gets the loss. Yep. So he winds up with both of them. Definitely not something that you see every day, but it is possible.
All right, there you go. There's your daily Professor Friedman educational tour for you.
Yes.
What else we got, Leah? Do you think the D-backs should get new uniforms next season to match with the new look Suns?
Oh. You mean like the Suns uniform that like just came out?
Oh, Jesse. Yeah, have you seen these bad boys yet?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I still don't know how I feel about
them. Oh, I hate you so much. They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. I love them so much, especially when I saw them on the players. You know, they have black shorts that match. The trim down at the bottom is a similar trim with the gradient on it. I just love it. I love the gradient pattern. I love the way that they're using it. I like that they're bringing back the old school Suns purple, the streaking sun logo, whatever you want to call it. Here's what I'll say. We know what year it is. It's the 25th anniversary, officially, right? 2023?
It is.
Let's do it. Let's bring back the purple and teal. Let's bring back the vest. Let's bring all of it back. I don't want to hear it. I don't want any arguments. If anything, come up with something new, you know, but incorporate. I know, Ken Kendrick, you love the Sedona red. It's time to move on. Maybe we can get like a copper or purple to teal gradient, kind of like the Suns got, something like that, some trim. I don't know, but I want something. I do want something. I want pinstripes. I want it all back. I want Colorado to kick rocks. They can go make their colors that ugly dark green, like their license plate, their City Connect jerseys. Give us back the purple. It's ours. We want it. We deserve it. We want a World Series in it, and we should get it back. That's my feelings on it.
You've
expressed your feelings. Obviously, you don't like the new Suns jersey.
No, so. Put it up there again.
I don't like you.
I think I like it. Truth be told, I take my group chat with my two older brothers very seriously.
All right.
And I have not really had a chance to look at this uniform in detail yet, but in the group chat earlier today, not long ago, 1 hour ago, maybe 2 hours ago, my brothers are looking at this uniform and they basically said it was trash. And so that is the only exposure to this uniform that I had before coming in here. So I'm trying to develop my own opinion, and I think I do like it.
It's actually pretty nice.
I don't know what they're seeing that I'm not seeing, but it looks pretty dang nice to me.
I really like it. And I mean, the Suns have had a black jersey before in the past. It was popular. It was the Sunburst jersey, but it was in black. I remember some good times in that jersey as well. But
I just think the Valley jersey was like, can you ever really beat that?
No.
And this is replacing that, right?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if it's replacing it. I know that maybe someone in the comments could help us out with that. But I do like all of their jerseys. And I'd like the fact that the Suns keep doing things with their jerseys to keep you interested.
Yeah.
You know, I think some of the combinations the Diamondbacks have had this year have been great, to be honest. Real slick looking. But I would love to just see them kind of move in back in that direction, or just do something different, do something fun.
I mean,
still
for a while,
the Serpientis jerseys, but they need something. They need black pants with the Serpientis jerseys.
Yeah, they do.
Give us black pants with the Serpientis jerseys.
For a while, they did like the Throwback Thursday thing, mm-hmm. which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Fans are obsessed with purple and teal, right? Mm-hmm. And getting to see it at least once in a while, I think, was a fun thing for them. But yeah, they haven't done that this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I wish I were more optimistic about your request, Derek, but it's not going to happen. Let's hope.
We impact this, Jesse. We can lead the revolution to making them do this. Don't you understand that?
Okay.
Come on. Get on board, everybody.
All I know is I don't think the Diamondbacks are like sitting up in their offices like, huh, I wonder if fans would like it if we brought back purple and teal. I think they well know the answer to that question at this point.
Well, okay. See, that bothers me. Because one, you're not wrong about that. But two, I don't get holding back from what would work and make your team just more appealing, something that would interest fans, something that would sell a bunch of jerseys, right? Like,
yeah,
I mean you're turning away money, and come on, there's so many baseball cards to buy. You need that money. You need that
sweet cash. If they actually did that, it would go crazy.
Right? Like, I know
everyone would be. Yeah, it would absolutely go crazy. But yeah, I mean there has to be some other reasons here that's just keeping the team from wanting to
pride,
do that.
Ego. That's why. Anyway, you can get all of that stuff out of the way by simply enjoying some OG's gummies from our friends at OG's. They will make your pride and ego go away. It'll make you a much happier person. But they did something that just totally changed the game. We've been talking about it so much. It's their brand new Sleep Edition gummy, which I can't get enough of, Jesse. I say that because one little 10 milligram gummy that is 2-to-1 THC to CBN ratio literally gives me the most glorious night of sleep that I've had in years and years. As you know, I'm an excitable boy. You know, I run hot. I'm up early. I stay up not late at all. Jesse can attest to this. You keep me up past 10. But in reality, I have a hard time sleeping. And I know a lot of people choose to use OGs, indica strains, for a good night's rest. And this special sleep edition gummy takes it up to another level. That CBN, again, is a compound that specifically helps you not only fall asleep, but stay asleep. And the sleep edition gummy flavor is aqua berry, and it's just incredible. So we highly recommend you check out our friends at OGs, a local dispensary near you. If you can't find them, go to OGs online at OGsBrands.com or at Instagram on OGs Brands. You can find their products everywhere at your local dispensaries. They're Arizona's top selling gummy, and you must be 21 years or older to purchase them. So make sure to find them and enjoy the best night's sleep you've ever had. Also, this Wednesday, of course, is the final Wednesday of the month. So you need to join us out at Four Peaks, the 8th Street Pub, where we will all be broadcasting live this Wednesday. You can enjoy $3 kilt lifters and wow pints, which is what I will be drinking all day. When you mention you're here with us, Jesse's not going to be there with me, but I will have a special surprise guest drinking beers with me. In order to fill in as a co-host at Four Peaks, you have to drink the beers with me. Jesse's the only one that doesn't get to drink beers. And here's the thing.
He even drank beers with me. You say that like I'm not old enough to drink beer, which is not the case.
I'm going to need to see your ID again, sir, because you must be 21 years or older to enjoy responsibly. If you can't make it out to Four Peaks, make sure to grab yourself some Four Peaks wherever you get your beers at. And watch us online. We'll all be down there at Four Peaks having a fun time and broadcasting live. Michael McDermott says this prevents me from ever being a co-host then. Michael, that is not the only thing that prevents you from ever being a co-host, sir. All right. Anyway, that's a dig. Let's go on to the next question that we got for Mailbag Monday. Sean McNally says, I know you kind of covered this on the pod Sunday, but how's this for a spot for Pavin? DH/pinch hitter. Backup Sunday, first baseman, emergency outfielder. I mean, it's either that or trade bait. No, I think honestly, that's kind of what they're contemplating. I'm sure right now that is also why they're giving him some playing time to determine how they feel about him. But
yeah,
again, we kind of brought this up. I feel like the Diamondbacks are just, you know, it's baseball is one of those games where you can easily part ways with somebody and they instantly make you regret it, right? Yeah. The Diamondbacks have been lucky enough to pick up a few guys who have been very good for them at times, maybe not consistent, but like Reyes Maranta, for instance, has been a very nice pickup for this team. Emmanuel Rivera has been another guy. And these were guys that the Diamondbacks either got as being DFA'd from another team or as a trade, you know. So I think they're trying to make sure that whatever, whoever they see as being expendable really is somebody that they are okay with parting ways with because of how much other talent they have, you know. And
yeah,
I think Pavin Smith might be on that bubble.
Future Dodger All-Star Pavin Smith. Oh, Gabriel.
Oh, you monster.
I don't know if Pavin Smith could viably be looked at as trade bait right now. Just kind of looking at some of the numbers that he's put up in his young career so far.
Meaning value-wise is what you're saying. Yeah. Like you're not going to get the return for him that he, his potential future could
no,
be.
No. I mean, like Pavin Smith in his career, I think this is from Baseball Reference. According to Baseball Reference War, he's been worth like half a win in his major league career. And
it's a new measurement statistic that we use in the press box. It's called wins above Pavin.
Wins above Pavin.
You know? He's right there. He's right there at zero WAR.
He has been very close to replacement level so far. And unfortunately, I mean, that's a pretty big deal in terms of like how front offices actually evaluate talent. Whether you have joined the analytics movement or not, that's a pretty big deal. And of course, they have a bunch of other more advanced things that they're looking at as well. But if a guy's been near replacement level, they're just not going to fetch you much of anything on the trade market. So I think the D-backs could trade him. Like, I'm not saying it's impossible to trade him. He's not even up for arbitration next year, so he's not going to make very much money. He's a movable asset, but he's not a valuable asset. Like, he's not something you're actually going to get something of significance in return for at this point. So I don't know where that leaves Pavin ultimately. I don't think he has like a clear role with the team moving forward. We've talked about that a lot. So it's just sort of a dead end. And I think that's why they're giving him playing time to show if he has a little bit more in there than what he's shown so far.
All right, let's go to the next question. Hey, Oos. Honorary Oos is here. With Halloween coming up, can you guys give us some suggestions for D-backs related costumes? What do you think? I mean, obviously, I think Baxter is the obvious choice.
Baxter
here
is sort of the obvious choice, right? That's a little bit boring.
Yeah, that's boring. So what are we thinking? I am thinking that you get a friend together and you come as Muppet Man Randy Johnson. So that means you get a friend to sit on your shoulders so that you're extra tall. And then you get yourself a triple extra large baseball jersey and some big pants, and you wrap it around the two of you. One person guides the other when walking. You get a big mustache, purple hat, maybe a bird that you can kill. Like maybe a bird smashed on your shirt or something. I don't know. That's my question. Brian Abdallah says dress up as the bullpen and blow up parties. That's
wow.
that's sad.
That's really
sad. What do you got?
So on the topic of uniforms,
yeah.
We all love the purple and teal, right? So yeah. What you got to do, you don't come dressed up in the purple and teal uniform. You embody the purple and teal uniform. So you need to make it so that like you are like the jersey itself. Like head to toe, you are like the jersey.
Okay.
Right? Does this make sense? You following me here?
Well, would like the neckline be up at the top of your head kind of thing? And then like some seams going down? And then like your whole arms are the sleeves kind of thing?
That is exactly it. Yep.
This is a good idea. I'm shockingly surprised at how much I like this idea. I don't know.
If you just dress up in the uniform, you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to notice. It's just going to be like, yeah, you're like vintage Diamondbacks guy.
Sure.
But if you embody the jersey, mm-hmm. Ken Kendrick, I mean, he might see that and sure. he might be willing to make some moves based on that. So if you want, you know, be the change that you want to see in the world is basically what I'm saying.
Jesse made me think of a good idea. Okay. So you get yourself one of those, muscle suits, right? Big muscle suit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Get yourself just the vest part of the purple and pinstripe, you know, the not the shirt that goes under, just the vest, right?
Okay.
Rock that with SG Stone Cold Stone Garrett on the side, right?
Okay.
You go as Stone Cold Stone Garrett. You go Stone Cold Gary. That's what you go as, right? That way, you know, you can kind of mix the Stone Cold Steve Austin character and Stone Garrett together. You come as large, bring a baseball bat, but also a beer with you. This sounds, I mean, the more I think about it, the more it sounds like a great costume. You have a bat and you have a beer. That's great. That's a great combo right there.
Any of the photoshopped items that we've posted on Twitter.
Oh, my God, yes.
Throughout, I mean, there's a wealth of ideas. Yes.
Jake McCarthy
costume.
Mulan with a rake. Yeah. You send us a picture, we'll send you merch. I'm not even joking. We'll send
Christian Walker with his drink cart.
Yeah, if you come as Christian Walker with a little cart of bourbons behind you everywhere you go, send us that. We'll send you merch. Best Halloween costume related to our memes wins.
Maybe we'll replace like the meme with just like a picture of you.
Maybe you'll be our meme.
Maybe you'll become the meme. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Leah, we got more questions? Oh, I love this. This is our final question of the day from our friend Josh Hunt. First of all, I want to thank Josh Hunt. This guy has done so much for us here at PHNX, for us specifically. He has been an incredible member of our community. And not just that, but beyond that. Josh has come here. He's worked with us. He's sent us amazing memes. Half of our memes are from Josh. So we want to give him a shout out. And I guess, Jesse, I'll let you start things off. What was your best memory at the ballpark this season? Anything stand out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sticking with like half a season here, you know, because I just got here at the end of June. I feel like for me, the biggest moment was the day that Drew Jones was at the ballpark. There was just something about that day. I'll be honest with you guys. There are moments covering the Arizona Diamondbacks where you're like, does this like really have any significance? You know, like is this team isn't, they're not the Yankees, right? Like they're not in the thick of a playoff race. Like there isn't an intensity about every game that they play right now. Right. Yeah. But on this day, when Drew Jones was at the ballpark, Scott Boras, his agent, is walking around, right? All of the front office people are there.
I was dressed in a matching onesie. Star Wars.
Derek was dressed in basically a onesie, yes. But it was just a cool thing to be a part of. As someone who, you know, hasn't spent a whole lot of time at the ballpark over the last few years being out of state, getting to be there for that moment and getting to cover that moment and ask Drew Jones questions and talk to some of the people involved there, that was really cool for me.
I will say that for me personally, it's still hard to get over the relationships and friendships I've made. And it's
so cliche.
I know.
Just, come on.
It's all about the friendships we made along the way. But when I say this, I say like Jesse, I've been covering this team for 11 seasons now. It's hard sometimes for the moments, especially when so much of it is just kind of, you know, a baseball game being played. But like you said, there haven't been a lot of moments. Like I was there, you know, during that magical 2017 season. I've seen some highs and I've seen some lows. I've seen some incredible moments with this team. This season has been very encouraging, but they've also not really been in the thick of any kind of playoff race or anything at any point, right? And so when I talk about the relationships, I just mean deep down inside, I am still such a fan of this team. I'm such a fan of the history of this team. I still remember weeping tears of joy when they won the World Series, right? So it's like, for me, to have somebody like Luis Gonzalez fist bump me and say, hey, Derek, how's it going? Without and like actually knowing my name and who I am. Like, I have no business being known by Luis Gonzalez. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely not.
Absolutely not, right? I mean, it's moments like that. I got to plant a tree with Randy Johnson this year. And can you only imagine how much I was dying inside? Like, this man in his flannel with his work gloves that he brought himself. We all used, like, provided work gloves. He brought his own. But it's just, it's moments like that, being around people that I truly admire and have for a number of years, and just kind of being able to laugh with them, joke around with them like I did with Randy Johnson at the cold beer and cheeseburgers thing, where I basically told him he's a legend. He can live by airport rules. He can have beers at 6 o'clock in the morning. He can have beers. He can have peanuts as a meal. He can have whatever he wants because he's Randy Johnson. So I still really get excited around being around some of these people. To be honest, the last couple of days have been pretty incredible, I think, for me. Chatting with Tori, saying thank you to everybody that has done so much for us this season.
Yeah.
You know, we're still a very new thing. You know, this podcast, this entire network. And I'm just very thankful for the support we've received from the Diamondbacks and truly all the, like, relationships that Jesse and I have established by interviewing these guys and doing all of this stuff. But it really is, to me, like having some side conversations with Derek Hall and you know, Luis Gonzalez and people like that just I'll never forget. You know, it's kind of weird to be around people that you've admired so much in your life and just to kind of, like, I don't know, be, dare I say, friends? That might be too much, but I'd like to think of it that way. So I'll also say, baseball wise, I think, like Jesse said, seeing the guys get called up has been my favorite moments this year.
Yeah.
Seeing
Corbin Carroll got called up. That was a pretty cool day.
And like what you were describing with Drew Jones, there was just this electricity in the air the day Corbin Carroll got called up. Like the Diamondbacks acquired some big name free agent. That's what it felt like. So it's really cool to see these young guys that we've kind of done our best to cover and find out more information about and get excited about now coming up and being a part of this major league club. So it's just been a fun season to watch. This season has been it's been such a turning point for this franchise, and I feel like the future is so exciting. Now there's some expectations, though, right? Next season, there's a lot to live up to, I feel like, based on what they did.
World Series or bust, you know?
That's right. Yeah. It's not wrong. NL champions, at least, is all I'm looking for.
Yeah, but at least if they don't at least get the pennant.
The NL pennant.
Oh my gosh.
Turn this place into a parking lot. It's too valuable to have as a stadium in the downtown area. We want to thank our sponsors, DraftKings Sportsbook, obviously one of our favorites. If you haven't had a chance to sign up already, do so now. What are you waiting for? New customers can get down on the NFL action by betting $5 on any NFL team to win. If you win, you will get $200 in free bets using our promo code of PHNX. And not only that, but they have the stepped up same game parlays. You guys know I have been a big same game parlay fan for quite a while now. But right now you can add up, the more legs you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100% with payouts bigger than ever. What the hell are you doing? Get over on the DraftKings Sportsbook if you haven't done so already. It's football season. It's the best time. Things are chaotic. There's one game for you to bet on for a team for a week. It's not like us. We don't even know when baseball games are. Jesse was like, why? Jesse still doesn't understand why there's no more games after the fifth next week, right, Jesse?
Yeah.
It does not compute for him.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, you know what to do. And not only that, but to make things sweeter, DraftKings is letting you do the same game parlays once per week all season long. So make sure to get down on those stepped up same game parlays. It's this simple. Download the app, DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our code of PHNX. Bet $5, get those $200 in free bets instantly. That's promo code PHNX on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Game time. We want to talk about game time as well because, you know what, Jesse has been trying his best to inform us, to educate us on game time, and I still want to buy my tickets early. I still, even on the game time app, I want to say I'm buy my tickets early. Jesse's like, stop it. Wait until the same day. It's like I can't even procrastinate as hard as I used to procrastinate, but yeah, you need to do so.
It is counterintuitive, right? Like we're all used to procrastination being like the bane of at least for me, it was like always the bane of my existence growing up, procrastinating doing everything.
Everything.
And then comes along the game time app and it's like, you should.
You should.
Like,
it's good.
Like you're missing out if you're not.
Why aren't you procrastinating? What the hell? Don't you have better things to do for right now? Buy your tickets tomorrow. You save up to 60% on tickets. And here's the thing, game time actually, like you'll go on there and there'll be tickets priced $13, $15. You go the day of $5 tickets and they're in a much better section than you would have gotten for like the $13 tickets or whatever. So make sure to jump on there last minute. It's great for all of us procrastinators out there and we need to procrastinate more on stuff. So the best way to support is by buying your tickets through the link in the description below. And I think we can also get a link out there as well in the comments for those of you that are here and want to buy game time tickets to something today. It's Monday. I don't know what's going on, but I do know Bad Bunny is going to be at Chase Field. I think tonight's the Bad Bunny concert.
So is it tonight?
It might be.
I know it was on Wednesday.
It might be Wednesday. Tonight. Wait till the day of Bad Bunny and then get your Bad Bunny tickets. By the way, Bad Bunny, incredible WWE wrestler. Just telling you guys that. Guy is clutch. Speaking of clutch, this guy's leaving. He's going to be gone for a few days.
Speaking of clutch, what does that mean?
Yeah, I need you around and you're just abandoning me. But looking forward to having Faj, our friend Jack Summers from Sports Illustrated is going to join us as well as Danielle Cortez.
So Jack Summers comes on when I leave.
That's the way it works. Yeah, that's the way it works. So, and also shout out to Sean DePaz who just got an apartment. We're proud of him. We're happy for him. Oh, just walk by and splash that.
Honestly, that is a serious accomplishment in this economy.
That's the best news in this economy for sure.
Okay, one last thing.
Where are you going to be?
I'll tell you. I'll be in Seattle. I'll be back where I was a few months ago. Yeah, I decided I wasn't really enjoying being around you all.
I don't like this.
So I'm going back, you know. It's gorgeous in Seattle this time of year. So I'm going to go hang out with some old friends. And I figured I might as well do it when it's lovely outside and miserable here, then wait until the winter when it's miserable there and lovely here.
That's
so,
a good point.
So that's the plan. But before we wrap things up, I have to point out, I know we talked about this a little bit yesterday, you know, the Luke Weaver, Robbie Ray incident that we talked about yesterday. So I recognized afterwards, after we talked about this on the show, that Major League Baseball was the source of this video. So like this video that was going viral everywhere on Twitter, Major League Baseball, they're the ones who posted it. And they also captioned it and said, we got an old fashioned national anthem standoff with like a laughing emoji
face,
right?
With tears.
And so the irony here is that the umpires who ejected Luke Weaver and Robbie Ray work for Major League Baseball. The same entity that is like laughing at this moment and promoting this moment on Twitter as being like a hilarious thing that happened. So I just thought that was like kind of weird and worth bringing up. So,
also, the game ended up being, I believe, a 13-12 game that the Royals won, but they ended up using 6 relief pitchers. You know who they really could have used? Luke fucking Weaver. Robbie Ray wasn't starting in that game. Robbie Ray won that game. He won that standoff psychologically. He won it physically. He won it on every level. There was no amount of like Luke Weaver took all the L's in that. But Jesse's right. MLB, what the hell? Can we not have fun? Can we not do fun things?
Yeah. What? Like, they even admit it's fun. They thought it was fun.
Everybody thought it was fun except the umpire who wasn't having any of that bullshit.
Right.
Anyway. Let's get back to having fun. It's the end of the season. I mean, are either of these teams going to the postseason? Come on. Can we just Mariners are.
Yeah.
That's like Robbie Ray knew he had nothing to lose there.
Don't badmouth the Mariners, Derek.
I know I can't do that, but of course, we thank you guys for joining us. We're gonna miss Jesse this week, but make sure to tune in and have enjoy us with all of our guests here. Of course, in the meantime, you can follow me at @Cap_KBan with a K. You can harass Jesse over at Jesse N. Friedman and tell him he's bad for leaving the state right now. You can follow our account, @PHNX_DBacks. Please do that. We're so close to 5,000 followers.
We are.
And we want to get there. And if we do, it does. Secretly, we're going to shower you with gifts anyway. But if you get us to 5,000 followers, we're going to shower you with gifts. So we have all sorts of stuff. We talked about it yesterday. But make sure to join us on next Thursday's episode. That is going to be our big giveaway episode where we're going to give somebody a pretty cool prize package consisting of like everything we've kept to ourselves this
everything
season.
Everything that we've hoarded.
Everything we've hoarded all season long. Year. I got lots of Serpientis jerseys to give away though. So make sure to tune in on that day.
If I come back from Seattle and we've hit 5,000 followers, that's going to be like a really cool thing.
Jesse will be optimistic for an entire episode.
Oh my God. I will say nothing negative.
Oh my God.
For 45 consecutive
Let's make
minutes.
It happen. Log into your burner accounts. Call your family members. Let's go. Of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Again, we thank you guys so much for joining us on your lunch. We appreciate your time always. On behalf of Jesse, Leah, and myself, we always thank you and appreciate your time. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you get us to 5,000 followers.